Hi, and welcome to the study of God's Word from the pulpit of First Baptist Church, Winton, California.
A story for you. Still living at home, bored, and expecting to inherit a fortune, when his sickly widower father died, a man by the name of Robert decided he needed a woman to keep him company. So he went to a singles bar, and he searched until he spotted a woman whose beauty took his breath away. "Right now, I am just an ordinary man," he said. "But within a month or two, my father will pass away, and I will inherit over $20 million. The women went home with Robert that night. And 4 days later, she became his stepmother. Yeah. No wonder they say that some men never learn. But isn't it amazing how what lengths some people will go for an earthly inheritance? Often to only be disappointed when they don't receive what they think that are coming and what they're going to get. But there is a spiritual inheritance that is far more valuable and far more lasting than any inheritance that anybody could ever receive here on earth. And the good news is that those of us who have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, that inheritance is guaranteed by God Himself. And so at the beginning of our series, we've started and we began with our basic training by going verse by verse through our, what we call our training manual, which was Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And after the introduction in the first couple of weeks and couple verses, Paul writes that one long sentence that I've been mentioning every single week, verses 3 through 14. Well, we're actually going to finally finish that today. But that long sentence has described the spiritual riches that God Himself has given to us. And as we wrap things up in that, we begin looking at the work of God the Father by looking at the work of God the Father and how He chose us before the beginning of this world. And He predestined us to be a part of His family. And He accomplished all of that by pouring out His grace into our lives. Would you agree with that this morning? Amen. Then we've also seen the work of God the Son. And Jesus, through His death and resurrection, purchased our redemption. He has freed us from a life that is characterized by slavery to sin. And one day, all of God's creation will once again be centered, focused, and brought together in Him. And this morning, as we wrap up this section, by looking at the work of God the Holy Spirit in blessing us with the spiritual riches of God. So hopefully you've been keeping up with your scripture memory. I've been going through this every week. Do I dare call someone out today? Watch how many eyes just go right to the floor. All right, I'll catch up with you later. Even if you're not memorizing this, please know why it's important that I'm telling you to. I can no longer tell you to do anything any more than your neighbor, your friend, your family member, whoever. But God has told us to commit this to heart. Maybe not so much to memory, but to heart. And why do we commit it to heart and not memory? Some of my older people can tell me, your memory fades, doesn't it? Your memory fades. Sometimes I catch myself forgetting a lot of things. But the heart never does. Your desires, your wants, the thing that should lead you by the Holy Spirit, that never fades. And so that's why God is saying, commit this to heart and not memory. But we also know that, having said that, we should also know for a fact that we were included in Christ when you hear this word of truth. Do you realize that? That we're in the same company as Christ? That's pretty amazing news to me. The gospel of our salvation. And having believed, we were marked with him with a seal. The promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession and to the praise of his glory. That's Ephesians 13 and 14. Pretty simple. But this whole section of Ephesians, and indeed much of Paul's letter, focuses on the idea of an inheritance. But the great thing about this inheritance is that we don't have to wait to enjoy it. We do not have to wait to enjoy it. In fact, our inheritance has a past, present, and future. So, what is our inheritance? And what does that inheritance do? First of all, your inheritance deals with your sins of the past. Your inheritance deals with your sins of the past. When Jesus redeems us, he deals with all of our past sins. Can we say amen to that this morning? He deals with all of it. And since there is absolutely nothing that you and I can do to deal with the guilt and the penalty of your sin, Jesus paid that penalty on the cross. And when he does that, he freed us from the guilt associated with our past sin. Yet we hold on to that, don't we? It's been taken care of. But yet we hold on to that, don't we? What does our inheritance also do? Well, our inheritance allows us to live an abundant life in the present as well. You've all seen the bumper stickers, usually on the back of a very large, slow-moving RV, that read, "I'm spending my children's inheritance." And in fact, I think we've all have experienced that, or you probably will at some point. Several years ago, I was shopping with my grandmother to get my grandfather a Lazy Boy chair. And as we were going through the store, one of the sales associates came up to us right away, knew that she was going to spend a lot of money. And so he was helping her. You know, I was with her. I think I was only like 9 or 10 at the time. And so we're going through the store. She's picking all those things. And all of a sudden, my mother came into the store, and I thought that was odd that she was there. But she was also looking for furniture, but the sales associate did not approach her at all. So she was just kind of doing things on her own while I was with my grandma, and she was fine with that. So while they were shopping, and of course we were being bugged by the sales associate the whole time, my mother picked out a few pieces of furniture. But she also wanted to go back where we were when we were looking at the Lazy Boy recliners. And you know, even back then, Lazy Boy recliners were not cheap. And so she came and she asked the salesman. And I think I caught the salesman off guard. And I said, "Don't let that woman buy another thing. She's spending my inheritance." And I think I threw it off guard because I was only 9 or 10 years old. But I had a little help. My grandmother told me to tell the sales associate. So I said that, and he just kind of was taken back. He's like, "Well, wait a minute." So, just something funny. But the great thing about our inheritance in Christ, though, is that even though I get to spend it now, it doesn't reduce by one iota what I'll still get in the future. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way when it comes to our earthly inheritance, right? I read this week about a woman whose husband had died. He had $20,000 to his name. And after everything was done at the funeral home and the cemetery, she told her closest friend that there was no money left. And the friend asked, "How can that be? You told me you had $20,000. How could you be broke? Well, the widow replied. She says, well, the funeral cost me $6,500. And of course, I had to make the obligatory donation for the church and the organist and all of that. And that was about $500. And I spent another $500 for the wake, food, drinks, you know, the whole deal. The rest went for the memorial stone. The friend asked, $12,500 for a memorial stone? How big was it? The widow said, 3 carats. But when we get to enjoy our spiritual inheritance is now. We don't have to wait, which is great. It's great news. We've been freed from our bondage to sin so that we can have an abundant life right now. But in the future, we're still going to receive the entire inheritance that God has purchased from us through His Son. So that means I get to spend eternity with God in the future. Are we looking forward to that? But that is the primary emphasis of this passage this morning. Although we certainly see a lot of passing reference to the past and present aspects of our inheritance here, the main emphasis is on the future aspect of that inheritance. And so we're going to touch that a little bit this morning. Now, although all three persons of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, take part in all three aspects of our inheritance, it is the Holy Spirit who takes the lead role in guaranteeing or ensuring our future inheritance. It is through the Holy Spirit that our inheritance is signed, sealed, and delivered. I receive the Holy Spirit through Jesus. You with me so far? You receive the Holy Spirit through Jesus. So including the passage we're looking at this morning, Paul has already used the phrase in Christ, in Him, or similar phrases 11 times. Why do we repeat ourselves over and over again? Because we know it's important. Paul wanted to make very clear why we believed what we believe, who we believe, and the whys to that as well. This is not some secret society or something that cannot be offered to everybody. God wants to save everyone. Understand that. And so the question comes up, well, if I'm already predestined, why am I making any decision? Well, we got into that a little bit. We can get into more a little bit later. But God is in the business of loving everyone because He has created all of us in His image. We have been created in His image. And so through that Holy Spirit in Jesus, He says He wants there to be absolutely no doubt. No doubt that the blessings that we get all come to us through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. The same thing is true when it comes to receiving the Holy Spirit into your life. We've spent a couple weeks looking at our relationship with the Holy Spirit in some detail from the beginning to up to now. But in fact, this is one of the...
The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. If you've never trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we invite you to call on Him now and through a simple prayer of faith, give your life to Him. If you're not attending a church that honors the Bible as the Word of God, we encourage you to locate and begin attending such a church in the area where you live. The message you have just heard was preached from the pulpit of First Baptist Church, Winton, California. For more information on the ministry of First Baptist Church, Winton, please visit our website at wintonchurch.org.